not joking. All my guys, them know me. Since 06, I've been writing this story. I know be OG, but if you ask them know me.
Hi guys, I'm shy. Oh my god,
guys, I'm shy. It's been what, a minute? You didn't see this coming. I know you didn't see our last episode coming because we've ghosted you. I'm saying we because Miss Nice here. I'll put her into this trouble because we've ghosted you for like two,
yeah,
3 months.
Like you.
Is it too? How long have we ghosted them, guys?
Yeah.
We are so sorry. You didn't see us coming, but we are here for you. And well, as you know, we are pace setters, but this time, since we are ghosting, they set a pace for us. I can see that all the apps are wrapping up. They are wrapping up. It was ultimately Miss Nas' idea for us to also wrap up. Hey, I guess Miss Nas, I guess September, October. Ah, guys, 2 months. I never try. But was them never see me coming like Jesus. That's how you put. That's how I've just come like Kakai. Shazawa, they don't come like Kakai. Oh, guys, I miss you guys so much. I don't know if you can hear the excitement in my voice. I don't know how 2 months happened without us being here. I don't know how I've survived because when I'm not with you, something, no air. You guys are my oxygen and I miss y'all so much, my people. Miss Nadi, want to say hi to them.
Hello, guys. Today, since we are doing a musical... But hi, it's been a minute. I hope you all are doing well. I hope you are, you know, your death December is dirtying. If it's not too, you know, that's also all right. It's okay to be a loser at home. All right?
But wait, with this whole December thing, before we start our rap, people, when I say rap, the only thing that comes into my head is shawarma. I don't know.
Not even gifts.
No, shawarma. Because, but yeah, guys, we are wrapping up. But before we wrap up, I want to ask you. Everybody is saying that the December is not December. However, on my snap, it's like everybody December is December.
See,
except mine.
I'm gonna tell you something. Niggas lie.
Too much.
People lie. They'll tell you that, oh, I don't have money. You see a person shouting at this one concert or the other. Like
people, I know some people, they've gone for Rapaholic to Dirty December and now they are Safrochella. Yes, I know. Hey, Dirty Rave, sorry. It's not Dirty. So there's a no show called Dirty December.
the December itself
is dirty. Hey, people, yeah, I told you people have to be enjoying me. Next year, maybe I also go for those things. I'm lying.
Amen.
Hey, please, so how do people do it? Standing, shouting, sweaty people. Please, I don't mix in that mixture. Yeah. Tea for things. You guys, I want to start slurring next year. What y'all think? Oh, guys, today's gonna be all vibes. Guys, guess what? In fact, before I start my own rap, I want to talk about the raps that others are doing. So we all know that Snapchat usually tells us how our year has gone, and it's always vibes on vibes. You see, and sometimes like they get it wrong. They'll say you listen to new songs or something, and then the snap they are showing you has no correlation with the title they give. Then, but this year the shocker. Miss Nad just told me, and I am shocked that after seeing her rap, the shocker of them all the people, everybody is doing rap, even Apple Music, everybody fine, because the podcast is about to wrap up after 2 months of no explanation. I feel like the 2 months sort of just vanished because I don't know what I was doing. My baby girl,
life
yeah, my baby girl got married though. Shout out to Vanessa. Oh, guys, very soon to be my turn. Oh, and Miss Nad.
Amen.
Guys, the amen was with such hesitation, but anyways,
see this, so see this in trouble,
guys. The one that has shocked me, the rap of the year, the Bolt rap. Hey
guys, Bolt was trying to yarn me. What, first of all, my question is, why is Bolt doing rap? They didn't have anything to say. At the point, they were telling me about good deed of the year with someone in Nigeria. Let's talk about me.
Guys, so two things shocked me on the boat rap. The first one was, now what did they say?
Let's open
it. I'm come to open it because, guys, they really shocked me. Babos is trying their best to get on with the trends. We love it for them. We love it.
First of all, they wrote this thing as if anybody.
Show me your boat stats and I'll tell you who you are.
They put it in quotation marks as if it's some codes. Anyways, boats.
Then they told her how many rides she has done in the year.
I didn't do that many, guys.
And they said, she said they are lying. And then.
No, like the 57 is small.
It's small. You did more
this
than.
Year I was a car owner.
It's true. It's true. Then they told her how long her rides have been. Then they said it takes time to really get to know someone. This is how much time we spend together. And they told her, so I don't know whether now they are besties or something. Mm. I don't know. Then the father killed me. They said her favorite driver was Silas because she met him two times. She doesn't even remember
that I met someone twice, guys. Also, which rash relationship is this?
And then, guys, the other part that killed me is that they said that her bold character is she's clever, and that when people ask questions in Google forwards them to her.
Hey. Go ahead. I'm the big brain. I'm the big crammy.
Guys, please, when you go on the Instagram, please let us know if both rapped you. And I want to know what they said to you because I'm actually very excited. Crammy. I think both should even pay me for doing this ad because why?
Let's get in touch with their marketing team.
Yeah, because I'm impressed. They've done well.
Oh, wait, guys. We forgot the most annoying part.
Well?
If you go and share your rapt and you tag them, you have a chance to win 1,500 CDs. But it's not money, write credits. Give me the money. Ghana is too hot. I don't write that many times.
She doesn't have anywhere to go. That's the truth.
Be so for real right now. And there's terms and conditions.
Okay, enough for both. It's not for both. They're not that interesting. So, back to us. Should we do a musical next year? Because I think I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood to do you some real good. Oh, in the mood. Guys, I said next year I'm going to sing some more. What do you think? Let me know. Anyway, so we are coming to wrap up Ghana. Because, like, everybody's rapping. Everybody's selfish.
Wrap up the world,
sir. Okay, we are wrapping up the world, period. Because everybody's selfish. They're rapping only their app and only you. But, I mean, we live somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we go to places. We have to wrap all those places in one. And who better to bring you that wrap of shawarma? Put all the world in one shawarma wrap and let you buy that. It's so good. It's gonna taste so good. But yeah,
Mel.
Well,
we'll stop the thing right now and go buy food.
Yes, I'm telling you, Miss Night is hungry, but I don't even think I care. But anyways, okay, so guys, this year, a lot has happened. Guys, I feel like this year has been like 10 years in one.
Honestly.
Because some of the things I remember happening to me seem like they happened last mm-hmm. 3 years or 4 years. But they literally just happened this year. Even my birthday at the beginning of the year seemed like I did that birthday like 4 birthdays ago. What's going on? Did Jesus come? And I feel like Jesus came, realized we were not ready, and rewinded us again. Oh, because I don't understand. Hey, the girl is confused. Anyways, okay. Hey, Miss Nam, please, before I forget this one, I thought I was going to say it on the podcast. I was watching my show Be Alike on Netflix, The Circle, and then the girl says her tits are titting. She looks titalistic, and it just gave for me. So, guys, if you have big boobs and you are going somewhere, someone says you look good, tell them you are wrong. I look titalistic. Okay. I like being, by the way, too much. It's not even cool. Okay.
The titties are tittying.
Yes, and you are looking titalistic. It's titilistic, sorry.
The girls are girling.
Hey, Miss Nah. I said titilistic. Don't come in sporty, am I? Okay, guys. So, this year.
Anyways, guys, we are coming to you from our studio.
Hey, yes. So, now we have a studio. We are sharing it with the seamstress, but it's fine.
Just share with us.
Period.
She doesn't pay rent too.
Yeah, so we are okay. Anyways, shout out to Nice GH. Don't go and check them out on Instagram. You see anything because
no, she's go and check them out and pressure them to, you know, bring out more things.
Yeah, because she's too good and she's hiding her talents from you people. Not fair. So that's something that happened this year. She got extremely better and she's still hiding. But okay, so how did the year start? We started with I think the whole year started going downwards with fuel prices. we all came from the December to the January as usual, just like this. Hey, next year is gonna be better. We are gonna do this. We are gonna do that. Then all of a sudden, we woke up and then every day, fuel prices were going up. It was just hitting us like a shock.
Wait, can I do by the way?
Yes, Miss Na wants to do by the way.
Is it the way you said that? Like, oh, we said we are going to move to the new year and everything. Whenever like I force into the new year and then something doesn't change, I'm disappointed. I feel like I have to have a new feeling, like, yes, yeah. It's a new dispensation, new dimension. Nope. And every year to get to me, I'm saying it right now, Sunday, you see me disappointed.
But wait, so, but this year, something changed by the time we're entering February, March. The prices started going up and the country's spirit started falling.
You see, that one, I feel like it's a constant if you are living in Ghana. When Afghanians are happy and the happiness is not them trying to take away from their you know, sadness.
The sadness. It's sure, people, it's sure the jokes y'all make is like out of sadness. Mm, honestly. Yes,
if I don't laugh, I'll cry.
Yes, it's Tyler Perry's show. Laugh more to stop you from crying or something. I forgot when I was in DHS, they were teasing me with some boy and I was feeling like crying. And I came home and I went, my friend had a CD. Remember those days we do CD or cassettes? And I went to my friend's house and told her to give it to me because I didn't want to cry. Because why are they teasing me? I don't want to like any boy. Anyway, so yeah, that's how the year started for all of us. We all started with high hopes, high spirits. Those who resolute, were resoluting. Those of us who said whatever the year brings, we are chesting it with our full chest and everything. So the prices started going up and country spirits went down. Mm-hmm. Sad stuff. Then from there, we got used to it. As Ghanaian as we are.
Yeah, what do we do? French border will go on strike and fight back. We are not Nigerian guys. Yeah. We just take it like
no. So we were taking it and they kept on doing us. Then what else happened? I don't know. Things were happening. It's like 5 years. So maybe I remember, but I think it happened last 2 years. But
no,
maybe,
honestly, 2022 has just been long.
Too long.
And it has been awful. 2022 was not my year. Maybe I'll say it
plain. Honestly, I feel like every year is just a year for me, honestly. But I think 2022, I became more open to trying new things and everything. We started a podcast in 2022. Oh. Huh. Hey, 2021. Hey, guys, you know I'm an old lady. Guess you didn't know. Let me tell you, I'm an old lady. So this happens.
Appropriate my culture.
This happened, but I miss you all so much. I think I should keep on saying it. So happy. Hey, but next. Okay, let's finish with this year before I get to next year. So anyways, the prices went down. For some reason, the next thing coming to me is that... What? Miss Na, what happened?
Child, do I know? Let's see. Let's think. Guys, send in your...
So either let's do just opposing. So in the middle of the year, the prices went down. Dollar went up. Mm-hmm. Everything went up and everything. Then now, the prices are going down. Mm-hmm. My first question is, this country, why are they like that? When the prices start going down, the sellers don't want to reduce.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand when they we bought the stuff. But first of all, before I even understand them, you know that the sellers, they are liars. The same way that when the prices start going up, they had old stock. Yes. They didn't say that
let the old stock finish
before I raise.
No.
Though, and you know, okay, so they also
don't do that.
Do you know they have a justification for that? Their justification is that if they finish the old stock with that price, now that there's a new price, when they are going for it, how do they pay for it?
So then, when is the new stock? They should continue like that. In business, sometimes you make losses.
They don't, not Ghana.
Oh.
Not Ghana. Already, there is a loss to be in their business.
No, because my uncle was in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then his wife had to be coming to see him every day from Adenta to, like,
wherever.
Yeah. She starts in the church hall in the morning. It's like, let's say 5 CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Starts in the very same church hall in the evening, going back. It was somehow, they had somehow added 1 CD, 50 pesos to it. The next day, they had added again, like that. And it just, in fact, on one of the trips, she said that when they started, they said it was a certain price. When they got to a certain point, the maid was asking for money again because they said they've added money to it again.
Hey, Binjindi!
Yes.
Hey.
So the thing is that the people in charge, the people at the top, they are very... But we the citizens, we are not any better.
Yeah, that's the truth.
We're not any better.
We don't help ourselves. So Ghanaians, we don't help ourselves because we can actually make this country okay for us. But it's like everybody's trying to think about just themselves, which is very terrible. Anyway, so right now we are here. The dollar is going down. We are all happy. not everybody's happy. Those coming, the Americanists. I'm watching you with my side eye right now. You people, you thought you come to change dollar to come and show us something. But our God said, the God of Ghana is always alive. So you guys can change your dollar. You still have some, but it's not as much as you thought you were coming to make. Yeah, going up. So now it will go up small. It will come down small.
It's a dance.
See, I am convinced that next year, dollar is going to go up again. So if you have some dollars or some, don't change it.
Yeah, I think that's our problem. We like, when yes. the trends are moving now, we want to move. We don't do like...
Those of you trying to hold yes. the dollar and whatever, you are all part of the problem, honestly.
Honestly, me, I feel like if you are, unless it's a short-term investment, if you are doing a long-term thing, why are you... Honestly, I feel like if you're investing, there are two things you should put in your mind. One is that I can lose this money.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you are doing like a high risk, high reward.
Yeah, it's like me buying gifts for men. I know that too. It's nothing, honestly. Or in fact, no, me buying gifts for anybody. I know that I can lose the friendship. I can, because that's the only thing I invest my money in, honestly, buying gifts. So if you like gifts, come and be my friend. But I'm very, the vetting panel is very rigorous. T for things.
And that's...
Oh, that was, by the way, I'm lying. Let me give you a disclaimer. Some of these people, they can send me.
And the second thing is that, like, that is money that you don't need. I feel like you should only invest money that you know you don't have to touch right now.
Uh-huh, so no, 20 years. Let me rather use this example. And this one is a true example. It's not like my lie one. The rather example, when people come and borrow money from you, give them money that you know you don't need, because they might not pay back. This is a good example.
Oh, don't give them. Me, if you ask me for money, I'll tell you I don't have. You're either losing the friendship or you're losing your money. I cannot lose my money.
Honestly, yeah, I don't even have the money. Honestly,
that's why I can't lose it.
No, me, I don't even have one that I'm thinking about losing. I just don't have. But if I have, and God touches my heart, I'll give you. But Miss Naisha, she will still not give you. Only me pen, I should give. But me, I don't borrow. So T for T.
You see, that's the thing. The people I know that they'll give you back the money, they don't come and borrow money from me. It's one sanquas.
So you guys, let me tell you a story about this borrowing thing. Happened this year. It's not part of the rapping now. So boss is telling you what they are good did that they did. How can't I tell you what my friend did? So she lent someone money. And when she lends the person the money, they went to the person told her, I'll give you the money on this day. On that day, she called the person, and the person was saying that, pray for me to get money so I can pay you.
As a fool to me.
And she told the person that, hey, are you okay? I should pray for you to get money so you can pay me. What if I pray for myself to get money so you can keep the one that I've given you? She was very annoying. But guys, when someone lends you money and they come and ask you for them, even if you don't have it, don't say shit like that. It's not cool. Don't tell them they should pray for you. They don't have any duty to pray for you to get money. You came to ask them for their money. Give it back to them. If you don't give it back to them, beg. Ask for extension, period. Okay, so Miss Na, what were you telling me before we started the podcast? I know we've spoken about that. Okay, so guys, since we are in the December, let me tell you, let's just get there because that's what we remember.
Guys, it has been so long because when we're discussing this, obviously you know we are not just rash people that just get up and say whatever, we mm-hmm. plan it out. We actually had ideas though. So.
Yes, the lessons that we should write. Yes, I think I was writing them more, or is my mind?
I think, didn't you send me a text?
Hey, guys, I thought I was writing all this, so I'm not even... The things here are some exam things, problem question.
I was studious this one. Okay, we have this.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, I sent her something. Okay, so yeah, true. In November there was the World Cup. Woo, we're all excited. Woo, we Ghana qualified. The country spirits were high again. We are going to go.
Before anyone that was excited about Ghana going to the World Cup because you thought we were going to do something, you and your money will soon be parted.
Hey, we refuse this case.
Because how can you be? See, the day that. Honestly, on the day when Black Stars lost against Portugal, I was like, I said it that, you know what, I saw this coming, but you people played. Me, I can admit, but I did not have any faith, hope, prayer, wondrous, I don't know the words, but I did not have any inkling of faith in them. I still don't.
Guys, don't mind them. One day we will do it.
And I'll stand there and say, you know what, you've done well. I'll eat my words. But till then.
You guys, what was the song? There was a song.
Kudus, kudus, de, kudus, de.
Kudus, kudus, de, kudus, de, kudus. Kudus did us proud. I think he was absolutely brilliant.
People played on the team.
Yeah.
The rest of you, that is because you have. Anyways, the lesson.
Anyway, yeah, but I think for the time that we lasted in the games, it was fun. Mm-hmm. I got a Black Star jersey. I was wearing it every time. I was even flying to Qatar at some point in my head. I mean, people spent money to go to Qatar. Ghanaians are patriotic, and it was beautiful to see. It was beautiful. Miss Nada, she was saying this because she was still watching the matches and was still putting her heart in it and
everything. Against South Korea. No, if you guys know me, which you don't, when I'm watching a movie, I'm watching a series, I'm watching anything, I'm always like shouting at you. I'm that person that's talking to them like they can hear me. My God. At a point, I went to hide under a table. You see that last 10 minutes that they gave me? I said, what is this 10 minutes?
So, guys, me, I was asleep, and then my friend kept on coming to shout at me, hey, everybody, I've scored again. Oh. Hey, I said, please, please,
because I was telling them that, you make sure that you add more goals, because if they score one, they can score two. Did they listen? Yeah. No, but in the end, we won. So, you know what?
Kudos, eh? Kudos, so I think kudos and I all of Ghanaian girls, why do you do this? People, you like disgracing me. I've been telling you, don't be doing that. Everybody was like, hey, I'm pregnant for kudos. I want to marry kudos. Yeah, is that why he came here? He came here to play. But people do say you sport. People do say you sport a boy's career. This is how the girls have been doing. They'll be spoiling the boys. The boys, their career.
How do they spoil the career? How?
If he can't be don't make him use all his money to chase them,
then he's mad. You are the prize right now. Who are chasing you? Why use your money on them as a goat?
But that's period though. Issue as a goat. So kudos is right now seems like the Ghana goats. All the girls are going Ghana.
I wasn't giving him fans as goat too. I was going mad. It's a hypothetical situation that he went and spend his money on the girls.
No, he's a Ghana goat. That's Ghana's goats. I hear Liverpool is trying to get him or something. Girl. Yeah, and I love Liverpool, so that's good. Okay, so we went.
Mm-hmm. But the World Cup too was this World Cup was very
surprising.
Think, yeah, it was one of the most interesting World Cups we've had in a while. From Saudi beating Argentina, like nobody saw that coming, and I think one of my favorite moments too. My two favorite moments are three. I have them. When that Ghana coach was trying to take a picture with son as he was crying. The man is crying. He's sad that they've lost. He was trying to take his picture of video, and then another Ghana coach said, Jai.
I'm watching so many
mood. The South Korean player, Cho. Cho, right?
They are all called Cho.
No, all of them. That's a racist thing to say, by the way.
I don't think so, guys. I'm not racist, but I think they're all called Cho. They're all called Cho Kim. Cho or Kim? Okay, I don't know if you know. Okay, it's true. This one that I call Kim is true.
Anywho, as I was saying.
Guys, she's lying. It's not racist. Is that racist. True? If it's a fact, it's not true.
It's racist. Guys.
If it's a fact, it's not racist.
It is racist.
If it's a fact, it's not racist. It's not.
It is racist.
It's not.
Guys, your host is racist.
Guys, I'm not. Miss Nice, I don't even know. She's an oppressor. She has been oppressing all of us.
It is racist. But yeah, when he learned how to cuss in Portuguese, to cuss against Cristiano Ronaldo, it was so awesome. Ronaldo's face when that happened, priceless. And what was my top? I forgot to see my last one. Or I'm so mad.
You should have said it. Said her face, and she said, "I'm so mad." I think we should start recording when we are actually together and doing the sessions. I think it will be good content for our Instagram because a lot of things are happening right now. You should see us, anyways.
Wait. Also, it was the way Saka did the video asking the England players to spell simple words. They couldn't spell. But right now, you get a job in the UK, they'll ask you to write IELTS. They will ask you to prove that you can speak English when they themselves cannot speak English.
This is just coming from pain. Don't mind it. Let's move on.
And then Kylian Mbappe. Love that guy.
Yeah, Mbappe. All I remember, you know how I knew about Mbappe? Guys, no. So, well, you see, when I told people that I'm watching Big Brother, so Big Brother, Don Jazzy has a crypto advert, and he calls himself Crypto Mbappe. And I have a friend who also watches Big Brother. So he has been trying to get me to watch Big Brother for years. I didn't watch till this year. Oh, so this year I started watching Big Brother. That's also part of the rap.
You watched last year.
Cross them. Okay, guys. You see, I told you the year was long. It's doing me now. I'm adding last year to this year because it was just too long. Anyway, so I was talking to him and I told him that my mom and I just like the way John Daddy come say crypto Mbappe. I don't know what Mbappe is. I said, no, it's not a Nigerian something.
God!
In my head, it's a Nigerian God, something. No, it's a Yoruba or Igbo or something. He's like, no. Oh, Mbappe is like the way we have Ronaldo, Messi, but he's like now coming. So that is the new, like, he'll be very soon be the new GOAT, if I dare say. So that's why.
He is the GOATimus.
So that is why. Don Jazzy saying that when it comes to crypto, he's the Mbappe, like he's that good. I say, so Mbappe is a player. So actually, when I heard about him in the World Cup, I'm like, I know that guy. And Don Jazzy are the same because Don Jazzy is crypto Mbappe. It gave me joy to see Mbappe on the field. But yeah,
remembered my last one.
Okay, she has remembered her last one. I'm sure you guys are enjoying this football banter because who doesn't?
It's when the Saudi coach was blasting the Saudi players and he doesn't speak Arabic. I think that's what they speak. So he blasts them in... Was he French? I think so. He blasts them in French.
Then the translator
also translates it. So they are blasting them in two languages.
Oh, my God.
Like that.
That would have been sad. It was sad. Okay, guys. Also, another thing that I hated. The African country that they said went to the semi-final. So what's their name?
Morocco.
I hated what Ghanaians were doing. It's not like I'm not African. It's not like I'm not part of all this Pan-African spirit we are trying to bring. But I hated that everybody was acting like Morocco has done something for Africa. They didn't do shit for Africa. First of all, it was for their country. Secondly, you Ghanaians, why are you sitting here praising people that say they are not African?
Yeah,
like I didn't like that, honestly. Like, don't force yourself into someone's space. And they actually did the whole thing. I read the whole thing on one of the foreign newspapers where they had said that this is not an African thing because they are not really African and it's a Moroccan thing.
Yeah, guys, they said they are Arabs, they're not African.
Exactly. So why was I hated watching status at that time because everybody states us Africa.
To be honest, most of my people were like me, I'll say I'm a proud hater. I didn't want Morocco to go there.
Me too.
I did not want them to pass because now they are the first African country to reach there. But they don't claim Africa.
So.
But then what came with this was that I saw a lot of Moroccans also speaking against people who were doing that. Like there was this TikTok I saw where, you know that sound, the Nile is a river in Egypt. Your husband is gay. So the person wrote, the Nile is a river in Egypt. Morocco is an African country. And then some other girl stitches it and she's talking about how black people want to claim Morocco. And then
exactly.
But then an actual Moroccan came to cover it. She was like, Morocco is in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We are Africans. No matter what people want to think. And then the person who stitched it the first time is not even African. So for the first time, I saw actual Moroccans also speaking against it.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me...
That's progress.
It's a step. Because you know how... Sometimes we have some thoughts, like when there's, you know, the child that maybe people deem as the right, their favorite child, and they call them imblofonyo or something to confer that
this you are. This girl is so gang, guys.
To confer that, yeah, you are
the, me brony.
You are the one. Like, why does being the best have to be like associated with being blofonyo? Like,
me no brony.
But now I feel like people are gradually learning that, yeah, it's not everything to be there, blow for you. So that's what they are learning. But yeah, me too, I was very annoyed when I saw people claiming it because I'm like, these niggas do not claim you. They say you are bad.
Yeah, it's like how you are wishing.
I've also seen other Africans batting for Ghana like that when we make it past.
No, that's
so that one.
No, did. That I can understand.
Praying for Senegal. Yes. I was
no, that's no, that I can understand. But when people have openly come and
you see
say,
the thing is that some people don't know.
They are just in the world.
Some people don't know. When it was happening, I had to tell, like, my mom was like, oh, so Morocco is the first African country. I'm like, girl, they don't even claim us. She was like, Elish? That means really in German. So, you know.
Guys, Joyce's mom can speak, Miss Nas mom can speak German. So very soon I'll be adding German to my French portfolio. T for things. I've learned one, Elish, and I know Guten Morgen. I know a lot of people who live in Germany. Why am I not learning? At Kim Belly. Yeah, but you know Kimi. Yeah, she speaks very good German. She's a German citizen. I don't know why I'm telling you this. It's not none of your business. But yeah, she's a podcast guest. It's part of the rap.
She was on the podcast. Giving her stats.
Yeah, giving her stats. We should have actually done that. But guys, I'll bring your stats later. Next year, everybody comes and we'll do your stats. And we'll tell you who you are for coming on the podcast. Anyways, we are moving on. Moving on to more worldly things. Global Citizen happened in Ghana. Woo! You guys know I don't do standing plus sweats plus loud noises, but it was a joy to see everything coming together so well. Such a large stage for Ghana. I liked seeing this. I saw some people doing banter about some of the presenters because they are too old to be the presenters for Global Citizen. I think Bella Mundi was there. This girl, the girl with the hips, Jocelyn. Yeah, she was on that stage and everybody was like, nah guys, no, this is like a Gen Z something. Why are all the young people?
You see, that's the thing, they think it's a Gen Z something,
but it's
the
not.
Thing is geared around making change. If you were there proper, you see that between the sets they were talking about world issues. Someone will come and do this. Someone like you went there for your enjoyment, yes, but that does not mean that was the only thing.
Okay, guys, so you've learned something.
Also, ageism is wrong, guys.
Guys, you've learned something. Ageism is wrong. Global Citizen is for the globe. It's for everybody, all ages. And they're actually trying to solve world issues. It was just literally like the way Miss Nina are bantering, but this time it was with someone who was part of the organizer. So when the host says, okay, this is and this and this, why was this person, then the host would be like, oh well, because they do this, or this is why, you know, things like that. Yeah. So more or less we're trying to make sure that it's people that can make an impact and all sorts of things that were part of it. And I hope that those of you who went, you are treating the environments better, because if the environment ends, we all end with it, period. But I'm convinced it will end. Anyways,
like they opened Ghanaians' eyes to the rubbish they've been selling to us as concerts.
All right, okay, me, I wouldn't know because I haven't been, but
because you, let's forget that this is on a global scale. You can take money and then do the right thing, but you have people selling you a dream, then you are standing there waiting hours for someone to come and show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they were on time too,
mm-hmm,
right?
So I feel like they kind of, even if you've not changed and you're still going for all like things, at least you've seen that's okay, so this is what a properly done thing is like. Because they did their sound checks on time, they did everything properly.
So what I was listening to when I was listening to the Global Citizen thing, the host actually did say that it was Ghanaians are actually trying to now try and see if they can now start their shows at 2 and stuff like that. But it's like, you see, Miss Nah, the citizens are always part of the problem. Even if they say 2 and the artists are there at 2, we'll get citizens coming at 3, 4, 5 because they'll say it's a beke something.
So then I think the thing is that if you don't show someone, the person will continue.
So start at 2
because that time that they did Afro Nation, I went. I mean, the thing was supposed to start at a certain time. The way they had tiered it out, apart from the last person who kept us waiting for a long time, literally everyone came on time. And then I think when Efia went on, it was afternoon. There weren't Ahia people there, but she still performed.
Exactly.
Things still happen. If you are waiting for the crowd to come, that one day.
It's better for you, and now that we have social media, it's better for you to start and people start posting. That, hey, they've started. Oh, my money will share. Let me run. Ghanaians, Ghanaians like to guard their money. If a Ghanaian uses one CD to do something, he must get that one CD worth. So if they've started and she wasn't there, chai, or he wasn't there, don't rush there. If they've not planned to go, crowd, or bat and go. So guys, people who do those things, what are they called, events organizers, okay, and shit like that, please let's start starting early, because well, now the roads too are scary, so the earlier the better. So let's start going. I heard a very okay, so this year something I heard that like was very disheartening, the Game Pass stretch, a girl picked I'll not mention, but she ordered for a ride, and when they were going, the driver was like, I want to ease myself as in P, and she said okay. I don't even know why she agreed to that, but well, she didn't agree. Well, he would have still stopped, and then he went to P and he got down, and then two people joined them in the car. The driver sat down, drove off, took her somewhere. They all raped her. After raping her, they took her momo pin, took all the money cash she had on her, and then they also used sharp objects to inflict bodily harm. Why? That was very gruesome, honestly. And how I got to know was because I was going towards Westland and I was using the Westland road, and it was afternoon and there were so many policemen on the road checking and all that. And one thing about Ghana, when the thing happens today, tomorrow they'll be there. Before we realize, they are gone again. So I'm like, what was the point? But yeah, and they are not, guys, I think our police shouldn't be reactive, they should be proactive, because this shouldn't even have happened to the girl at all. And so I asked, why are the police here at this time on this road? Like, it didn't make sense. And then I was told that, well, this is what happened here last night. And it was very sad to hear. So since we've said something sad, we are going to move on to something that is sad but funny at the same time. The first one is Wizkid's concert.
guys.
Like, when I remember the snaps I saw of people there.
The bad bitches were bad bitching.
Their wigs were wigging. The makeup was makeup-ing.
The wigs were giving scalp.
Hey, the wigs were giving. I will not even lie. Hey, wigs that I can only dream of. I said...
And then Wizzy Baby said, not on my watch. I will not show up.
You should have even played one of his songs for them. What song has he done? Me, I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't remember last time I listened to Wizkid.
Oh, guys. I didn't even know what was going on. No. It was the next day or something that I went and then I saw that... I saw that people were posting that they are going for a Wizkid concert. They were there. And me, I stopped watching that evening. I don't know. I was busy or something. So I didn't even really watch snaps. So the next day, and I heard people talking about, I went to see Abbas. I saw some people snapping. So I went back to look and I'm like, oh, right. And they were saying, Wizkid is still not here. 2 a.m. Wizkid is not here. 3 a.m. And I'm like, after the first time that you realized that he wasn't coming, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., he hadn't showed up. Why were you there? Some of them left at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., hoping that he would come. They said they'll refund the money. How do you refund it?
Are you not loved at home?
Hey, after wearing that wig that is wigging and doing that makeup that is makeup, what if Wizkid was coming to see them? And maybe Wizkid will call you from the crowd and put you on the stage.
He come there, but he was
like, yes, that was yes, front back. I said, Wizkid,
you are a fool to me.
You should have even gone to front back to go and see your Wizzy. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Wizzy. Oh, no. Oh, my love. I never, ever, ever do you wrong. He didn't do you guys wrong. He always do you right. You know that all your wig was wigging. He'll treat you like a queen. He'll buy you diamond rings. I swear, my baby, he say he know they lie. Hey! That girl has given you bars from Wizzy. Anyways, guys, on top of all the bars that he has been giving us, he still came and came to sweet talk you people. He said that he would do
free.
He said, didn't he say free? He just said you do a concert.
Do a free concert for his Ghana people.
He said this time it should just be me and you. That's the part that killed me. I said, yes, that's it. I'll never, ever, ever do you wrong. You guys, he said he treats you right.
You know the most interesting part about that? The very next day, he didn't show up for a show in a different country.
Oh, boo! And the reason why he didn't show up for the Ghana one was because the stage was not staging, then security was not securing and all that. He didn't give. And
the event organizer said he didn't hold up his end of his bag contract.
We don't know who's speaking the truth. Unless they give me the contract to read so I can tell you people.
What I do know is I did not buy tickets.
Period! What I do know is, if I were you, as soon as I heard that he's at front back, or you were waiting for him, but you didn't check your social media.
Yeah.
Yes, you were waiting, you didn't check your social media. You were rather giving us updates. I would have just gone to front back and said, Ubula, please, I was at your concert. Come and let's go. I'll even come and carry you.
And you know, there was someone dancing there. It was supposed to be like Ashaki or something. He was calling for a check-in. We go and say this one there.
Oh my god, you guys are killing me. I think you guys are here. You guys are the ones giving me this butter. Okay, so after Wizkid, then they said Kiss Daniel. I love Kiss Daniel.
But
oh my god,
I
know, my baby, why do you do this? Kiss. Should I give you guys bars? He said you lie. No, he said, what's the song? Miss Nan, give us that song. Lie. That's the title of the song. Hey, Mr. Daz no Kiss Daniel song. My heart is breaking. Oh shit. Like, Kiss Daniel gives us. He gives. Hey. No. Oh, die you. After giving us the Odoyewu vibes and telling us that they don't lie, but they keep on proving us wrong. The songs are just banter, guys. They are just yawning, you guys. Because what's this? It's December, so we have to December, you guys. Have you bab? He didn't cooperate. He said someone's cooperate. Say, I don't really care. He's lying. He cares. But wait, so after he's telling us to cooperate, why has he cancelled the thing? No, I feel like when these people want to cancel and those things, they have to give us an explanation.
Yeah, exactly. Because right now, I have engaged you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your customer.
Exactly.
You are serving me.
Period.
In fact, I have employed
it's like,
you.
It's like going to the restaurant and then the bartender, the waiter will say, I was going to bring your food, but something happened, so I left. And I left you sitting there. I didn't tell you anything. Common sense.
The head is conquered as inside.
But yeah, because Daniel, he's notorious for that. But Ghanaians, and I mean, he had very good artists on the show. We had Kiddy and all those people. But I wasn't going to go. People know that. I've told you, I don't mix.
The thing too is that some of you people that go, you are God's, like, I don't know, God shared, he created you because you let us watch the whole thing from your Snapchat.
Yeah,
you will enjoy it.
Yeah, but so, we didn't pay a dime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't hear people. Let me tell you, like, I even be watching your Snap and be shouting too.
Yeah.
And I hear the song, I was like, oh, that's my song. And I'm just jamming with you. I think very soon, Miss Nanaka, we should be doing jamming parties. When they are doing concerts, like this evening is Afrochella, the second day, then we just sit here. They will be watching the Snap, we'll be jamming with them. When they ask us, we know what's everything. Because, guys, don't be snapping too much. You can wait next year, then you post memories because. Those of us that didn't pay, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve to watch from your Snap.
We are like,
sorry for the cough, but I mean, that's how my baby starts his song.
Begging,
it's allowed. Okay, so Kezana also didn't show. There was a third concert, Asake's concert, where people died. That used to happen with Michael Jackson. Why are people making this happen for Asake? He has not reached Michael Jackson level, has he?
I mean, he has had a good year. He has had a really good year.
You know what? When we are talking like this and I say, has he and those things, he has had a really good year. I really feel like those poor journalists that will be sitting there, they will be saying, what about this person? Then they will be giving their opinion. That's how I've been feeling from the beginning. Okay, then, Nipo, you know I'm not really into the songs and stuff like that. But if Miss Nas says he's had a good year, mm-hmm. But what song has he done? Tell me.
Oh, he was on Bandana.
Oh, I like Bandana. And what again?
Also, I don't remember. Let me just search.
But yeah, I was so sad to hear. I think two women died and then some got terribly injured. Some of them are in intensive care. But you too, you didn't pay for tickets.
Why are you there?
Organize. I'm not really crazy about
you're
it.
There, Joha, Sumba. Peace be unto you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Unless they play their song. I'm just saying interesting. I don't remember. But yeah. Why? And you know what being me? A security woman died because she was doing her job. It was so sad when I heard it. But you people, you didn't buy tickets. You want to force yourself into the concert. It's not fair. Be like us and watch from the Snapchats. They will snap. Are you scared? Mm. Oh, it was very sad. And those that got hurt and everything, like your parents or whoever, your
Jolie was killed and she left two kids, I believe.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It was sad though. It was really, and Asake even had to leave because of what was happening. Because obviously we can't have our star getting injured or dying because he also went there to do his job. And
I mean, the one time he actually like shows up. Did he show up on time? I think he showed up on time for this
one. Yeah.
He's notorious. He did it at garage. He did it to them at garage.
Hmm.
Then he started doing it to other places on Twitter. When he does it, then he'll say he has garaged them.
But why did they do that? If you know you can't come, don't come. Tell them that
you come, you just come late.
Okay. And it was very sad. But I know it's better to come than not to come at all. At least if this kid had showed up for 15 minutes, people would have felt justified. He cried, he came. Yes. If you laugh at them, don't say, yeah. I cry, he came. But right now that you didn't come, we can just laugh, so I didn't have anything to say. But
at least if you went for this concert, let us know if you've got your money back.
Yeah, because it's important. So also, I can help you guys file a class action.
That's it.
I'll go and look for some lawyers for you. We'll make the money. Because why? You can get more than that. If you like, don't let them give you the money. Let's just go and do the court action. Anyway, so Asheke's thing was very sad. He even felt sad. But obviously, I feel like as a back, some part of him too will feel big. Because, I mean, it says a lot when people actually are willing to die to come and watch you, or willing to make others die to come and watch you. I think then it's really true. It speaks for itself that he's done very well, and I actually hope that his career keeps growing. Mm-hmm. Then another sad thing is the queen died, and now we have a king.
Hi, Lizzie!
Guys, I told you this girl is very gal.
I called my mother that day. I said, Mommy! Lizzie and Boy. I did it with when Prince Philip died. Mm-hmm. I called them like, Mommy, Lizzie's husband is dead. Who? She was very worried because she said someone we knew. I'm like, the Queen. And then she was quiet for a while. I don't know if she wanted to laugh because what I had done was making her laugh. Was funny for her.
Or insult me,
or it was traumatic. Mm-hmm. In the end, she chose peace and she laughed. Then she did it to other people. Is she serious?
No. So yeah, Ma Lizzie died, the queen died, now we have a king. King what? Charles. I hope, I don't know, I don't hope anything. I don't care. But yeah, I think Queen Elizabeth lived a full life, I guess, and she was very old. All those that used to the conspiracy theories that used to say that they are giving people's organs to her to keep on living forever. Where are you people? I want to hear what's happened. Did the organ fail? Did they get a wrong organ? I want to understand. But yeah, it was very sad, and we thank God that she was able to live that long anyways. And I saw some people who live in the UK, Ghanaians living in the UK, very annoyed that some of Ghanaians living in Ghana are feeling sad and saying, may the Queen rest in peace. And they're like,
what? I was annoyed. And she's a war criminal.
Yes, and they're like, why are you sad for our oppressor? She's gone. Yeah. Let her go. She oppressed us and stuff like that. I mean, every time anything happens, there are two sides to the coin, and everybody's feelings are valid, period.
My favorite were those Ghanaians that set up a funeral. They actually had canopy. They were wearing black and red, and then they were doing
but the whole country also did.
No, this one. They were doing like their family member. They are taking it this one.
You just got to love the country. I mean, we are wrapping the country up, and it's a lot of sadness, but also the sadness comes with joy. It's like we cannot allow ourselves to be sad. And so if you've taken anything from this year, take that, Charlie. Life will hit you hard, but when it hits you, I mean, get up right back. And so I read somewhere that when life hits you with lemons, take it and squeeze it on your enemy's face.
So what I think is make lemonade. Is it only the lemon you
are
used to make lemonade?
Me, I'm putting it in my armpits. I'm not even gonna
stay fresh always.
Yeah, period. I mean, so then back to Ghana. What are these earthquakes that have been happening?
Guys, that earthquake, eh?
Hey, so the people are not called
Let's not.
Then. We shouldn't go there. The people. The people that are supposed to say that there can be an earthquake today, tomorrow. What do they do? When they actually tell her that there's going to be an earthquake, nothing happens. When they don't say anything, then so it happens. And then, you know what kills me? When the thing finishes happening, then
they don't
release communicate.
They have to inform me. They are doing their job.
And the communication is almost always like, we hope everyone is safe. And I'm like, guys.
I'm not safe. What will you do? What will you do? I said,
oh, guys, Ghana is Ghana.
It scared me, right? Because the last time there was like a little airstream or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was in the thick of COVID, of quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. So guys, you know those window frames that you put like on the windows outside with the cement and everything? When that earthquake happened, some from my house actually came down.
Oh,
yeah. But this time, my mom says, I was in home, and my mom says this time the impact was more, but we redid all those things, but it was more solid. So
that first one, I was lying on the floor. I was lying on the mattress on the floor, so I felt it. And I was just like that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I was on the floor. And you know, the apartment, we had the top.
Yeah.
I just felt the wall shaking. Go. And then my sister was lying there. She was lying on the other couch. I was lying on the big couch. I looked at her. She looked at me. Then I picked the key and I ran to my father. And I said, is that why you're here? Is it because of the earthquake? I said, the air trauma. I said, yes. Ah. And then he left us in the room.
Uh-oh.
But I went to hide there. And then after a while, my son and I were like, this was a bit
premature decision, and then we left. But
yeah,
it was very scary for me because I felt it in the walls.
So it woke. My mom says she was asleep, guys. So I live on a hill, and my mom says she was asleep, and it woke her up. And she thanks God she was asleep, because if she was awake, she doesn't know how she would have felt. Because she was also upstairs, and she said this one, I can imagine it's waking her up from her sleep. So it wasn't like she woke up this front, like, am I dreaming? Was so like before she could, her thoughts could settle for her to panic or anything. It had ended, but she was awake. It could have actually given her BP to go somewhere. And I guess my own was very funny. It was actually very funny. So I was not home. I was in school, so I was like staying close to school and everything. And when Bikas passed over here, that's where Miss Nina recorded. When Bikas passed over here, it sort of shakes this building. So I'm like, okay. So I was asleep then. I felt it, then I woke up and I'm like, ah, this big cast, and I just went right back to sleep. How I got to know was a friend called, Gregory called and was like, are you okay? I heard there was an earthquake in Accra. Is everything fine? I'm like, kilo days, that was I felt. Then the useless girl I live with too. This girl was here, so you know, whatever. And I came, when I came to there was an earthquake. He was like, ah, you know the big tractors, the machine, the same machine already moves. And so we didn't actually even realize that something had happened. So someone told us, but yeah, it was mad things. It was mad things for lots of people.
It's our place when it passes, you feel that, like when big cars passes, because you feel, but you don't feel like that.
You see, so me, I was like, asleep,
so I was like,
So someone also told me that. So where I went steady, the person told me that he thought someone was running on the corridor, shaking the building. So he got up and went outside and went to look. And I'm like, guys, you guys were feeling things. Oh, Miss Nice, okay, so what else happened this year? I feel like when we were talking, something came to me, but it's gone again.
Elon Musk bought Twitter, and then Twitter just went, you people, don't let your ego push you to do things, because you can tell that he's out of his depth. The app is just, it's running, but like now it's not smooth, it's annoying. Okay, it's not so annoying that will push me off Twitter. Yeah.
Okay, so this year too, he said that he wants to buy Snapchat and clear all the filters, so that those who have been using filters, guys, I felt like he's being petty. What have we done to him? But yeah,
you see, some people, if you use the filter, cry, your face will remain.
Period.
His face is like that.
So he's just hating on the fine, those of us that are fine.
And see, do not let anyone ever shame you that you use filter. Why was it created then?
Period. Honestly, I mean, today all my snaps, so there are days that my face likes to give, like it will just be giving. I don't need filter. Today is one of those days for me. Every snap I snap, I'll even show me snap time. Giving. And I'm like, what's filter? Like, I don't even know what that is. But tomorrow, who knows? Tomorrow, I'll just do the snap and my face will say, not today. And I have a filter I use. I always use only that filter because it really gives for me. And that's on period. Ha. Okay, so
It only becomes a problem. You know, sometimes how the filters make your mouth look big and your nose is tiny. People are actually doing surgeries to look like that. That one is this thing, body/face dysmorphia. Go to a hospital, I beg you. Go and talk to a shrink, something. Okay, do not change your face to use filters, because what is in vogue right now will not be in vogue tomorrow.
Actually, at first, big asses weren't a thing. Now they are,
and they're even going back to not being a thing.
Right,
the girl's going to move her implants and all of those things.
Look at this. The world is a madness, so just be you and be authentically you. If you say you keep on following trends, you finish. Because today you do this, it will change. You go and do this, it will change. Guys, now, even the way we draw eyebrows keep changing. Forget. Just do you. Okay.
Good day. Instead of forget. That's
not something else happened this year. A lot has happened, though. A lot has happened. But yeah, guys, basically, should we wrap up? In fact, we are wrapping up. But should we wrap up the wrap up?
We are wrapping up the wrap up. I think so.
Yeah, so guys, we are wrapping up the wrap up.
This is a particular country.
And I feel like this is one of the podcasts we've enjoyed recording most, with Makala from Ghana. I don't know why I said that. I know. Mandana from Ghana. Afinembe Fena. So, Afinembe Fena is Ghana. It's like Afinembe. This year is my year. But yeah, so guys, as you all know, it's a merry Christmas. If your Christmas is not Christmas in crowd, the fact that you have life, feel merry in you, feel
that
joy.
Is your fault.
That you have life.
No.
Christmas is not Christmas.
Honestly, guys, I think sometimes one thing we should do is that we should stop waiting for things to happen for us.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have money to go out and do certain things, there are still other things you can do. Okay. There are still other things you can do to have fun. So don't be sitting down and waiting for something to happen. It's always other things you can do. And if you're not the type to who likes to go out, don't make other people make you feel like your December is not fun because you're
so
not
going exactly.
Out.
So me this year I've decided that next year I'm going to be socializing more, but not in spaces that I don't feel comfortable. I'm still going to be I don't go out often because I'm lazy or something and I don't like certain spaces. I'm going to socialize more because apparently I need to network. But also I'm going to do it in spaces that I feel comfortable and I can flourish. So everybody be guided, do that. And oh guys, next year the podcast is going to get better. I all the 2 months that I didn't get you people to come and listen, and I said that when I don't come, they come and re-listen, so the odd goes up. So I know that you guys actually miss us, and we do miss you too, and we are going to do better next year. Miss Nine, even if she's a guest, she's part of this. And we really appreciate you for listening the whole year. You've been here for us. Without you, I wouldn't have the vim to come and continue, but you keep on listening, you keep on making the things go up, and we really really appreciate it. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. Next year, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend again. No, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend that Mensma is back again. Yeah. Period. So yeah,
that's true again, though.
Featuring baby just baby just. And I mean, when the guy lost, when the day you lost them the goal, I don't know why but some agent thought it was some sort of relief from him being the
it
one.
Is.
This is not.
He has passed on the baton.
He has not passed. He has still, passed all of them are still in that. They are still on that table.
Asawajan, baby, we forgive
baby
you.
Jets. Baby Jets. Asawajan, no defense, no surrender. Okay, guys.
Oh, also, they booed someone at Global Citizen. I wasn't there, so I don't know who, but someone was booed.
Me, I'm not. I didn't say so. I wasn't even on the podcast. Okay, guys. Have fun. See you in the new year. Our first new year episode is going to be about food, because I know that when I come and talk about food, you forget all my sins about last year. And I'm going to bring you a food vlogger who I met, and I absolutely love her. I'll not tell you who it is. I want you to be guessing. She's very big, girl. But I said this when I met her, and now it's just a short time. If you see the way her followers, because she's good at what she does. And next year, she's going to bring you all the tea about what kind of food to get from where and how to get there. I mean, it's gonna be fantastic stuff. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Should we finish with the song? Should we finish what with song? The song? Any song. Just give them freestyle. We started with the song. Let's keep the energy. Should we do extra cool?
I was actually looking for extra cool. Where is it, guys? It's coming. Let me just search for it now.
Guys, this girl, this is my new song. My new favorite song. We are still in the merry December mood. Bye, bye. Bye-bye. I can be a hype man, don't you guys think? Ah. I did your matin to the times. Oh, guys, this is me begging you. Can we go back to the times? Me in the mood. You want tattoo. I don't make my spinal loose. Miss Nas, sing some.
The white people.
Come on, see from my head. Bye, guys. Don't let us come out from your head, though. Peace out. Bye.